The whole outfield is just trucks with people in the back seat of the beds of the trucks watching the game. And here's the first pitch from DeWalt. Right down the middle, it's hit to right field. It looks like it's going to fall for a little single out to right. Picked up and returned back to the infield by right fielder Jordan Zanetta. And on one pitch, Ablett starts with a single. So that brings up number 21, sophomore Sophia Johnson, amateur shortstop. And she squares the bunt. She pops it up. Katie Strife with the catch. And Ablett was way off the base. Katie throws over to Macy Reynolds covering first. That will be a double play. It looked like Ablett was off and running on the pitch, and the bunt just was popped in the air right to Katie Strife at third base. Right into her glove. Easy play for Katie. Nice little throw over to first to Reynolds for the double play. And there's two outs here in the first. So DeWald is now pitching to freshman Michaela Fulmer, who is also swinging on the first pitch. Fulmer fouls that off of the fouls the inside fastball off of their handle for strike one. Fulmer, a freshman, batting over 500 this year with five home runs. Just having an outstanding year. DeWald on the slab and the throw. Oh, she comes in high and hard with an inside rise. And Fulmer again fouls that off. So the count now is 0-2. Two outs here in the first inning. Mustang outfield playing just regular depth. And DeWald on the mound and the look in to Fulmer. Right down the middle, off the fist, little looping liner to Macy Reynolds at second, and she snags the little line drive for the third out of the inning. So after one half of the inning, or one half inning, amateur comes up no hits, no runs, and that will bring us to the bottom half of the first inning with Argonaut coming to bat. So with that, I will give you Argonaut's batting order. As we head to the bottom of the first, amateur pitcher Jessica McPartland getting the pitching rubber ready for her. Argonaut tonight will lead off with center fielder and senior Chloe Giannini. Batting second is sophomore Jules Gilbert. She's the shortstop. Batting third is the left fielder, sophomore Bailey Baker. Batting fourth is sophomore third baseman Katie Strife. Batting fifth will be the second baseman, senior Macy Reynolds. Batting sixth, the pitcher, sophomore Haley DeWald. Batting seventh is senior Katie Rice, the catcher. Batting eighth is first baseman Charlie Shortridge. She's a junior. And rounding out the Mustang lineup is sophomore Jordan Zanetta, the right fielder. So McPartland is done with her warm-ups, and Fulmer has thrown it down. And we are ready for the bottom half of the first inning.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to interrupt you for just a second here. Apparently my mic wasn't on. The JV game is over. Argonauts victorious 6-3 over Amador.
Okay, so I'll be expecting Joey here shortly to kind of fill some of this space, huh? Chloe Giannini steps in, and first pitch from McPartland is high and tight. Brushing Giannini back. Chloe really tight to the plate, as a lot of left-handed batters will do. She does bat from the left side. Oh, the outside fastball. Chloe swings and misses. Count is 1-1 to the leadoff hitter for Argonaut. Quick working is McPartland, and the ball's down low. So Giannini's worked the count to 2-1 in her favor. Third baseman is way in tight for Amador. Oh, Giannini, good solid contact, but it looked like she was behind it. Foul ball off to the left side. Count goes to 2-2. Amador's third baseman, Emmy Bloom, is probably playing a good 30-35 feet away from home plate, anticipating a possible bunt or slap by Giannini coming from the left side. And the 2-2 pitch, and Giannini smacks the ball out into left center field. She rounds first, but the ball comes in quickly. Scobie throws the ball away on the relay back into the infield, allowing Chloe Giannini to to advance to second base. So we'll call that a single to left center and then a throwing error by the left fielder to allow Giannini to get to second base. So Argonaut starts off with their leadoff hitter on second base, bringing up sophomore Jules Gilbert. She also bats from the left side, deep in the box, lays squares the bunt. Oh, lifts a pop fly again to third base, and that pop fly was caught by Emmy Bloom. So far today, in the number two hitters have both tried to bunt, and both have got under their bunts and popped up to third baseman's. Giannini did hold her spot at second base. We got one out, runner on second, bringing up number three hitter Bailey Baker. And on the first pitch swinging, grounds it back to third base, grounds it back to the pitcher. McPartlin fields it, throws Baker out at first. Giannini did advance to third base on the play. A lot of first pitch swinging today. So with a runner at third, two outs, Katie Strife, cleanup hitter, steps in from the right side. McPartlin's pitch, inside and low. McPartlin looks like she threw a little bit of a screwball there down low. Comes with some good velocity, and she's ready to go again. And the pitch is right at the knees and down the middle for a called strike. Counts 1-1 to Katie Strife. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless game. McPartlin to the slab and the pitch. Oh, that ball is smashed down the right field line, but falls foul. Katie got some good aluminum on that, but it just fell foul here at Imey Field, bringing the count to 1-2. Count 1-2, McPartlin on the slab, and the pitch, the changeup, and Strife hits a comebacker right back to Jessica McPartlin, and she throws out Strife to retire the side. So after one full inning, we look at the scoreboard. It's still scoreless with Amador coming to bat their 4, 5, and 6 hitter. So coming up to bat, coming up for Amador is going to be senior Jessica McPartlin. I do want to tell you, Jessica's had a heck of a year herself. She's batting not only has she pitched just about every inning, if not every inning for Amador, she's batting 429 this year, and I will try to get in some stats as I can, but this game does move pretty fast. McPartlin's batting 429. She has 5 home runs and 18 RBIs. Both of those lead the Buffaloes. Michaela Fulmer, who batted last inning, also has 5 home runs, and Tegan Pent, who follows McPartlin, has 2 home runs this year. So they got a very powerful middle of their lineup. So it'll be McPartlin, Pent, and Bloom for the Buffaloes coming up here in the top of the second. Couple of really good stories we have going on here. Katie Rice, the catcher for Argonaut, her stepmom actually is the assistant coach for Amador, Ashley Birdsong Rice. Kind of a family on each side in each dugout, as is their sisters. Gianna Tozzi plays for Argonaut, where sister Sarah Tozzi is a senior for Amador. So DeWalt's on the slab, looking into McPartlin. A high rise, and McPartlin fouls that straight back for strike one. McPartlin, again, like I said, batting 429 on the year. Cleanup hitter for Amador. Okay, DeWalt on the slab, looks in, gets the sign, looks like it's going inside, comes in high and tight for a ball. 1-1 to McPartlin. Looking around the defense, outfield very deep for McPartlin, maybe 2 or 3 steps away from the fence. She digs in as DeWalt comes back. And inside, a comebacker right back to DeWalt. She fields the ground ball. Quick throw to Charlie Shortridge, and we have one out. Okay, that brings up the first baseman, number 15, Tegan Pent, batting from the right side. Pent is batting 364 this year with 3 doubles, 2 home runs. And DeWalt working quickly. First pitch hitting, pop fly to center field. Giannini calls it and is under it, and she makes the catch. So that will be one pitch, another out. Amador certainly has come into this game with a game plan of swinging at the first pitch. I believe every single batter has gone after that first pitch. As Emmy Bloom comes up, first pitch inside and low, and she swings and misses. Six batters up for Amador, six batters really going for that first pitch. So we'll see if they make an adjustment as this game goes on. So Haley DeWall gets her sign. She steps to the slab. The 0-1 pitch to Bloom is fouled back to the screen. A fastball down the middle. Looked like Bloom was a little bit behind on that pitch, but took a good cut at it. So now with two outs, two strikes on Emmy Bloom, DeWald's on the slab. She looks in, and the pitch, a little bit high and in. Brings the count to 1-2. Emmy Bloom this year is batting .242. She has two doubles on the season for the 4-8 Buffaloes. DeWald looks in, goes to the outside, and gets the called strike three. First strikeout of the game. She really worked that at-bat well. Pitched to the inside the first three ball pitches, and then caught Bloom looking on an outside curve. So Amador goes down with no runs, no hits, none left. And at the end of an inning and a half, we are still scoreless as McPartlin is taking her warm-up tosses. So coming to the bottom of this bottom of the second inning, the Mustangs will have Macy Reynolds, Haley DeWald, and Katie Rice coming up. Macy Reynolds, senior, is batting .316. She has two doubles on the year. She has seven RBIs. And I do remember last year at Imey Field during the Jackson Lions Club Dandelion Days softball tournament, Macy did hit a home run here at Imey Field to actually win a game in that tournament. So she does have home run power, hasn't hit one yet this year. First pitch from McPartlin is a hard hit ground ball to shortstop, misplayed, a little bobble, and Reynolds beats it out. So hard hit ball just hit to the right of shortstop Sophia Johnson. Hit her glove, bounced away about 2 feet. She recovered, made a strong throw to first, but Reynolds just too quick and reached on the fielding error by Johnson. DeWald now squares to bunt, takes high for a ball. McPartlin really throwing that rise ball in bunting situations, hoping to get the ball bunted in the air. Reynolds at first, DeWald now swinging away, hits one off of her fist, foul ball. Count is 1-1 to Haley DeWald, batting from the right side with Reynolds on first. McPartlin's pitch. She throws an outside fastball, and DeWald fouls that off to the right. So count is 1-2. Got to catch my breath how fast this game's going. Counts 1-2 to DeWald. McPartlin looks in with Reynolds at first base. And here's the pitch, and that is down low. Fulmer with a pump fake throw down to first base. Reynolds was going nowhere. Short lead over there. So 2-2. And the pitch to DeWald. She hits one to left center field. That will fall. And it goes to the fence. Reynolds rounding second, heads to third. And Haley DeWald is on second base with a double. And Mustangs are now in business here in the bottom of the second inning. They have second and third. Nobody out. That ball was hit on the nails, fell in left center field, took two hops, hit the fence, was run down by the Amador center fielder and gotten back into the infield, but Not before DeWald ends up at second base with a double. That brings up Katie Rice, catcher and birthday girl. We do have a courtesy runner out at second base. That is junior Gianna Tozzi, who will be running for the pitcher, Haley DeWald. First pitch to Katie Rice is fouled off. The count is 0-1. McPartland on the slap. And hard fastball in the outside corner, fouled off to the right. Counts 0-2. Katie Rice this year, batting 267, has a double. Having a good senior year. Does a great job behind the plate. McPartland looks in. And the pitch. Oh, got her on a high fastball. Swing and a miss. That's the first out of the inning. That brings up junior first baseman Charlie Shortridge. Like I had said earlier in the broadcast, McPartland came into this game 4 strikeouts short of 500 in her career, which is a heck of a feat. Now she's 3 strikeouts away. She will get her strikeouts, so Mustangs got to put the ball in play to get this run across. Shortridge takes ball up high and away. 1-0. We got Charlie Shortridge up and Jordan Zanetta on deck. A pitch from McPartland down in the dirt. Shortridge takes ball 2. So infield is in for Amador. As McPartland steps to the slab and the pitch, again, down low. Down low, brings the count to 3-0. You would think this would be a take situation for Shortridge. We'll see. And she was taking, as what we thought. McPartland just throws one right down the middle. Good hard fastball, probably at 60-plus miles an hour, bringing the count to 3-1. Pitch from McPartland. Again, down the middle, hard fastball. Shortridge takes a great cut at it. Just comes up empty. Brings it to a full count. And here's the pitch. Shortridge ground ball to first base. That will get the run home. First baseman Tegan Pent picks up the ground ball, steps on the bag, gets the out. But that is exactly what Charlie Shortridge wanted to do. She wanted to put the ball in play. She did just that. Was able to get Macy Reynolds in with the game's first run. So Gianna Tozzi did not advance to third. I'm not sure exactly why, but she's still sitting there at second base. That brings up Jordan Zanetta, who takes ball 1. 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. Argonaut up 1-0. McPartland on the slab. And the pitch, oh, good hard pitch. Right down the middle at the knees. Swing and a miss by Zanetta. Brings the count to 1-1. Tozzi takes off from second. Zanetta squares around to bunt and fouls that one off. So I'm not sure if they had the bunt steal going on there. Tozzi did get a good jump off of second. Third baseman is way in. It does look like it's a possible stealing situation, a possibility that we could, or that Argonaut could steal that bag. And Zanetta fouls that one off to the right to stay alive. I'll tell you, McPartland does move the ball around really, really well. Hits her spots. Looks like Michaela Fulmer is calling the pitches, setting up, and it seems like McPartland hits the glove every time she gets that spot. And that pitch down low at the knees. Zanetta swings, misses, strike 3, and the side is retired. So, that inning, the Mustangs pick up 1 run on 1 hit. There was 1 Amador error. And after 2 full innings, it is the Argonaut Mustangs 1 and Amador still scoreless. So headed to the third inning here. Amador will have the bottom of the order coming up. They'll have right fielder Abigail Middlecoff leading off, followed by senior center fielder Sarah Tozzi, and then their second baseman, Sierra Scobie. It's a little bit overcast here at Imey Field. Lights look like they have not. They look like they're starting to come on over there in the left field corner. I think we're going to need them here shortly. We got a slight breeze blowing out to left field. The American flag in center field is kind of blowing that way. So balls up in the air might get a little bit of a push at this short field. Only 175 down the left field line, 180 to center field, and 175 down the right field line. Makes for a short ballpark. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a big fly at some point during this game. So here we go to the top of the third inning. We got number 22, Abigail Mitikoff, stepping in on the right side of the plate as a right-handed hitter. The pitch, umpire has timeout. DeWald throws. We'll have to do a repitch on that. Gives me a chance to let you know that Mitikoff this year is batting 143. She has a double on the year. DeWald looks in, and the pitch up high to Mitikoff. One ball, no strike. Mustangs defense looks straight up. Third baseman Katie Strife playing in front of the bag. Outfield fairly deep. Pitch to Mitikoff. DeWall gets the call in the outside corner. Nice little outside curve. Evens the count at 1-1. DeWald looks in, gets her sign, and the pitch, the change up, falls short. Good block by catcher Katie Rice. Brings the count to 2-1 to senior Abigail Mitikoff. Pitch from DeWald, inside pitch, swing and a miss to even up the count at 2-2. Saratosi in the on-deck circle, waiting for her chance, hoping that Mitikoff will reach base here on the 2-2 pitch from DeWald. High inside pitch, swung on and missed. That will be strike three. That is DeWald's second strikeout of the evening, bringing up Saratosi. Saratosi this year batting 167, has a double. Transferred over from Argonaut. I actually had a, I'll tell you here in a second, as the first pitch comes in, swing and a miss by Tozzi. I actually had the pleasure of having Sarah as a student of mine in my math class. Very, very nice young lady. Transferred to Amador this year. The pitch from DeWald, high rise, swung on and miss, bringing the count to 0-2. Okay. Just as I said with McPartland, DeWall really hitting her spots. Rice is setting up, and it seems like where the mitt is, that's where the ball ends. DeWald throws a changeup on the 0-2 pitch, misses high. That's the one pitch right now that it doesn't seem like she has command over. But sometimes that changeup takes a few innings to get. So that inside rise is really coming in well, though, as she throws it, and Tozzi swings and misses. That's almost an unhittable pitch when it's thrown correctly. That inside rise above the hands, it's a tough pitch to lay off, and it's an even tougher pitch to hit. So that brings up senior Sierra Scobie, second baseman. DeWald's pitch, inside fastball, swing and a miss, strike one. Scobie this year, she's batting from the right side, is batting 200. She digs in the batter's box, awaits a pitch from DeWald. Pitch at the top of the strike zone, fouled back to the screen, strike two. Mustang defense, again, just regular depth. DeWald steps up over the Little League pitching mound to the slab and swing by Scobie. Pop fly down the third baseline, falls foul. Katie Strife really ran hard after that, came within a couple feet of catching that ball in foul territory. But that ball just didn't have enough air underneath it for her to get there. So the count remains 0-2 to Sierra Scobie. Haley DeWall gets her sign. She looks in. Pitch is hit hard to the hole between third and short. And that ball gets through off of the glove out into shallow left field. Shortstop Jules Gilbert made an effort going to her right, couldn't quite get there. Even if she does make that play, I don't think she has a play at first base as Sierra Scobie is quick down the line. We'll call that an infield single for Scobie, the number nine hitter for Amador, bringing up the leadoff hitter. Leadoff hitter is Lillian Ablett, and Lillian Ablett swings at the first pitch on a rise for strike one. So Ablett singled in the first inning, was doubled up on the bunt attempt. Next pitch, a little bloop out into shallow left field. That's going to fall. Nice little hit by Ablett. Makes contact in that place that we sometimes call no man's land. Shortstop can't get to it. It's down the line too much. Too far for the third baseman. And the left fielder playing too deep to get into that little pop-up. So Amador is in business here in the third inning with first and second. Two outs, bringing up sophomore Sarah Johnson batting from the left side. And she swings at the first offering for a strike. If you remember last time in the first inning, Johnson was asked to bunt on the first pitch and popped up to third baseman Katie Strife for a double play. DeWald looks in on this 0-1 pitch. And that ball is hit out into right field. That's going to drop for a single. Rounding the base is Sierra Scobie, the throw in from right field. She will be safe. That is a two-out clutch single by Sierra Johnson to right field with a driving in Scobie from second base. Good base running by Lillian Ablett as she saw the throw coming in to home plate. She goes all the way around to third, and Sophia Johnson ends up at second base, moving to second on the throw, bringing up freshman Michaela Fulmer, who has five home runs on this year and is batting an impressive 526. Fulmer takes ball one. Now remember, this rally for Amador has come all with two outs and nobody on. Three straight singles to tie the score up at one. Fulmer steps in, and the pitch from DeWald, she pops a high pop fly right around home plate. Katie Rice is under it, and Katie Rice, the catcher for Argonaut, catches the pop fly, and boy, did Argonaut dodge a bullet there. Fulmer batting 526 this year, pops up to the catcher on a 1-0 pitch, retiring the side and keeping this game at a tie game at one apiece after two and a half innings. Again, what a great rally by Amador. Come up with those three straight singles and good base running there by Sierra Scobie to score Amador's first run and evening up this big game here at Imey Field. Again, hoping these lights kick in soon. It's starting to get a little bit shadowy out there with the overcast. And knowing how these lights warm up, it does take a while, so don't know when that timer is set, but hopefully it'll be soon. So McPartland taking her warm-up pitches to assistant coach and pitching extraordinaire Ashley Birdsong Rice, assistant coach for Amador, who I also said, you know, the little human interest story, the stepmother to catcher for Argonaut, Katie Rice. McPartland taking her last warm-ups. Fulmer's going to throw the ball down. And leading off for Argonaut here in the bottom of the third inning will be their leadoff hitter, Chloe Giannini, who singled in the first inning and was stranded at third base in that first inning. Giannini comes into the game leading Argonaut in batting 438 this year. She has four doubles and a triple on the season, has scored nine runs, all leading the team. So we'll see how this plays out in a 1-1 game, bottom of the third, here at Imey Field under the lights. McPartland steps off the pitching rubber. Giannini bats from the left side, really tight to the plate. McPartland comes in, and she throws the ball away outside for ball one. That's exactly where Fulmer wanted it. McPartland hit her spot. Giannini did not bite. So Giannini's line and pitch on the inside part of the plate. Must have missed slightly in. So count is now 2-0. McPartland peers in from the rubber, and the pitch hits that inside corner. Both McPartland and Giannini are trying to possess that inside part of the home plate. We'll see who comes out victorious. Giannini swings at the next offering, grounds one towards second base. Her speed, she is able to beat out the slow roller. And it looks like Amador has made some changes there, because it looks like that was Tegan Penn at second base, ranging far to her left on a slow roller. First baseman Bella Reagan, who has come into the game, a little infield hit for Giannini, and Argonauts up to business. And Giannini on the fake bump by Jules Gilbert. Giannini takes off stealing. Great throw by Fulmer. Tag by shortstop Sophia Johnson, and they got Giannini caught stealing on a 2-6. I'll tell you right now, Fulmer has a very good arm there. Freshman catcher for Amador. So Gilbert now slaps the ball towards third base. Third baseman makes the play and throws the ball high, but comes down. That's Bailey Regan. Comes down with the, or Bella Regan, my fault. Comes down with the high throw and is able to put the tag on Gilbert as she's running in. A little bit of a collision there.
Yeah, I was about to say that, Chris. Yeah. A little collision there.
Yeah, I do. I'm glad to see that. Hey, Joey, good to see you. This is Joey Geedy joining me. You'll hear another voice now. So
here we are.
Yeah, so Joey coming back from his JV baseball game.
So Argonaut Varsity Baseball won 5-4. Argonaut JV Baseball also won. Big win today, 7-3.
Excellent. Okay, with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning, sophomore Bailey Baker is up. Baker in the first inning grounded back to the pitcher. McPartland really works quickly. Baker swings and misses. Count is now 2-1.
That was a breaking ball right there.
Yeah, it is. She does throw a nice little breaking ball, an inside screw ball. Baker now takes a look. Pitch hits the outside corner to even up the count. 2-2. Bailey Baker on the season is batting .325 for the Mustangs out of that three hole. McPartland screwball.
Check swing on that one.
Check swing. They'll look down. They'll look down to see if she goes. And
no, she did not.
She held that up. So we'll go full count for the first time tonight, Joey. A lot of
really?
First pitch offerings by both squads.
Gotcha.
So Baker and McPartland on the slab. Her throw in. Throws that ball up high.
That was pretty close, too. Up in the outside corner on that one.
Yeah, she threw a rise ball at a 3-2 pitch, hoping to get Baker to chase. Baker showed a lot of discipline and held off. That's the first base on balls of tonight, bringing up sophomore Katie Strife, who grounded out to the pitcher in her first at-bat. Strife, first pitch swinging, pops out to second baseman Tegan Pent for the final out of the third inning. So, Joey, to recap, Argonaut drew first blood in the bottom of the second inning with a one-out infield ground ball that scored Macy Reynolds from third base. Good piece of hitting by Charlie Shortridge. And then Amador just answered in the top of the third. After two were out, number nine hitter comes up with, and that was Sierra Scobie, comes up with a single, followed by successive singles from the top of the order to even up the score.
What got them out of that inning?
Yeah, what got them out of the inning was with runners at second and third, number three hitter, Michaela Fulmer. She's the fantastic freshman. She's batting over .500 this year. She offered it a 2-0 pitch and popped up to the catcher. High, towering drive. The catcher got underneath it. And she just missed it. So we will be headed to the top of the fourth. And for the Buffaloes, they will have the heart of their order with their 4-5-6. Senior Jessica McPartland, senior pitcher Jessica McPartland, will be leading off.
Sorry, Chris, getting situated.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this year, Jessica, as I said earlier, is batting .429. She has 5 home runs, leads the Buffaloes with 18 RBIs.
Sitting the 4-hole, correct?
Yes, batting fourth. Last time she did a comebacker back to DeWald and was thrown out 1-3. So DeWald's on the rubber, first offering. It's the inside corner.
Called strike. That was another, looked like a breaking ball on the inside there.
Yeah, you'll notice that both DeWald and McPartland will throw that inside screwball where they stride out towards first base and then the ball comes towards the inside. She tried that same pitch a little bit too far inside, and it got McPartland right in the knee.
Right off the knee.
So that will be a hit-by-pitch.
Well, and that's a pretty tough hit-by-pitch, too, especially, you know, that softball is just kind of a dead ball, so it hits that real big spot and leaves a mark.
Yeah, and I'm hoping it got her just, you know, either just above the knee or below the knee. I mean, it is her, as the pitcher, I mean, her legs are the most important part. I mean, that's going to be her landing leg where she got hit with that pitch. So we'll see. They are bringing in a courtesy runner for her. That will be Alyssa Riley. And that courtesy runner isn't because of the hit by pitch.
Just because she's the pitcher.
Just correct? Because she's the pitcher. Yeah, you can have that courtesy runner.
Quick mound visit by Coach Johnny Giannini for the Mustangs there. Talking with his team, just kind of getting them regrouped. Got somebody on first right now.
And up to the plate will be Tegan Pent. Tegan really had some good contact her first time, flew out to center field. If you remember, in the last meeting, the Mustangs were ahead 1-0 going to the bottom of the sixth over at Amador, and Pent was able to hit a 2-run homer. Buffaloes ended up winning that game 2-1. So DeWald's first pitch to Pent is fouled straight back.
Foul straight back.
So,
caught on the rebound there by the catcher.
By Katie Rice.
Katie Rice.
Birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
Happy birthday, Katie.
So, the 0-1 pitch to Rice from DeWald on the inside corner. And she can do all she can to foul that thing off down the left field line.
Katie Rice will be going on to play softball at the next level, correct?
Yeah, I
believe she'll be going up to Butte College to play some softball.
I believe you're right. I got some notes on pitch from DeWald. Oh, a high fastball. Pent offered at it, swing and a miss. That is the first out of the inning, and that is the fourth strikeout for Haley DeWald. And that brings up Emmy Bloom. She struck out looking in the first inning or in the second inning. First pitch offering a pop fly towards short.
Just off the glove.
And Jules drops that ball, but was able to recover. Great backup by left fielder Bailey Baker. Picks up the dropped ball, throws that ball over to second base, and gets the force out on pinch runner Alyssa Riley.
Now for a runner, that's a hard decision because, of course, you know, the ball is hit in the air. You know, of course, if you catch it, you got to tag up. But if that ball is dropped, that's going to be a force out at second base. So hard decision there. Should have been maybe halfway down the base path, you know, kind of go back. I know it's quicker in softball than in baseball.
With that much space, she really had no chance. She couldn't have been far enough off because if that ball is caught, she's going to get doubled up. And how quickly Baker recovered on that dropped fly ball, Riley just had zero chance of getting to second base safely.
First pitch offering a foul ball off to the first baseline.
So there are two outs here. Ground ball back to the pitcher by Abigail Middlecoff. DeWald fields it cleanly, throws to first base for the third out of the inning. And the Buffaloes are left with no runs on, no hits. They left one runner on. And we will be going to the bottom of the fourth inning. And as we expected, a low-scoring, tight matchup between these two 4-8 Motherlode League teams. So coming up for the Mustangs here in the bottom of the fourth, we'll be right around the middle of their order. They're 5-6-7 hitters. Macy Reynolds, Haley DeWald, and Katie Rice.
And that's really kind of where your lineup switches. You know, it restarts. You know, you want your lineup to be stacked with those first two or usually your faster kind of get on, maybe the slap bunt, your three and four hitters or your contact hitters, your four hitters, usually your power person. So around that 5-6, 5-6 hole is where it kind of restarts. You got somebody who maybe is more of a contact hitter, somebody who can you can think confidently get on base.
Yeah, and you got Macy Reynolds here, who's been playing at this varsity level for some time now. A lot of experience, played a lot last year as a junior. This year, one of their better hitters, batting .316 from the right side. So Jessica McPartland looks in, gets her sign, and outside fastball, a little high.
Just a little high, too.
Yeah, you notice that spin might have had a little rise on it.
Yeah.
So McPartland, a quick worker, toes the rubber and the pitch. That inside...
straight back.
That inside screwball fouled off
right
over our heads. Looked like Reynolds was on that one. But you'll notice how McPartland, when she throws that screw, watch that that left leg jump out towards first base.
Well, that one right there was a ball down in the dirt just on the inside corner there to Reynolds.
Yeah, another screwball that she threw.
Is that what that is?
Yes, gotcha. That's her screwball trying to come into the right-hand hitter.
Opposite field hit.
Nice line drive by Macy Reynolds. That was secured out by the right fielder for Amador. That was...
number seven.
That was number seven. Sierra Scobie's out in right field now. Okay, so number seven, Sierra Scobie with that. But nice contact by Reynolds that one.
Good opposite field hit.
Yes.
Ooh.
Pitch by McPartland. Oh, that might have been a little retaliation there. A little hello, you hit me. That ball was thrown behind
right
DeWald.
Back for you.
That was thrown behind DeWald. I think it did its purpose. As DeWald looked a little antsy on that second pitch as that ball was down low and away. 2-0 to DeWald. McPartland's pitch. Ball three on that high outside pitch.
Now, Chris, I don't know on that one. Was that a little, maybe a little high?
That was a little up. Yeah, that was a little up. So McPartland looks in on the 3-0 pitch, and that's down in the dirt.
And that's definitely not the one she wanted to walk right there.
No, she didn't. Last time DeWald was up, she hit a double to the left center field fence that was key in the Mustang run. We will see a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Haley DeWald. And if it's like last time, it'll be Gianna Tozzi running for the Mustangs. And, yes, that's number 11, Gianna Tozzi, running for the Mustangs.
Quick little runner?
Yeah, she's a quick little runner. She made a base running mistake in that second inning, but it didn't hurt the Mustangs. Katie Rice's first pitch, flied to third baseman Emmy Bloom. Tozzi doing a good job over there at first base, holding her spot, not getting doubled up.
And again, that's one of those hard decisions where, you know, if it spits off, you can kind of maybe get to second base, but just a quick right in the glove.
Yep. So now we have first baseman Charlie Shortridge up for the Mustangs.
Good pitch.
McPartland down at the knees for strike one, taken for strike one by Shortridge. Shortridge in the first inning did get the RBI on a ground out to first baseman. Another pitch by McPartland, an outside curveball hit the corner, putting Shortridge in a hole. McPartland really hitting her spots, Joey. And on that 0-2 pitch, McPartland comes with a changeup that misses high.
That looked like a changeup.
Yeah, right? That's there a changeup. So now Shortridge peers in McPartland with her pitch. Hits that same low and outside corner. Shortridge is frozen. That is strikeout number three for McPartland, putting her at number 499 for a career.
Wow.
And that retires the side. So after four innings, we're still knotted up at one apiece.
A little backwards K action on that one, too. Right down, that was pretty much right down the pipe, too. Good little pitch.
Yeah, she hit her spot right there. Hit that right at the knees.
So question for you, Chris, just because, you know, you've obviously a very decorated coach in softball. Does the mound, just a little bit of the rise on the mound, does that help? Does that hurt? How does that affect a pitcher in softball, because of course it's usually a flat mound for them?
Yeah, playing here at Imey Field is a bit of a challenge for both pitchers. Pitchers in softball are used to just pitching on flat surfaces. Now this rubber at 43 feet from home plate is probably up a good 6 to 8 inches higher in elevation than home plate, because it's halfway up the pitching mound for Little League.
Right.
It is something that they have to get used to as the game goes on. They are not used to this. So it is definitely not an advantage.
Well, they're starting further back, too. I mean, you can see kind of where their back foot is set up even higher on the mound, like they're rolling down it.
Yeah, so the pitchers I've talked to that have pitched here at Imey Field, they really don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just something they do once, maybe twice a year, at the softball tournament that comes here.
Just not used to it, right?
And it's just something they're not used to. You don't practice off of a mound. You practice off a flat surface, and you come out here and you're supposed to pitch off of it for one game. So both DeWald and McPartland doing a heck of a job for having that challenge. So
definitely.
Up for the Buffaloes is center fielder Sarah Tozzi. First pitch offering, grounds the ball to first baseman Shortridge, who makes a flip to Macy Reynolds. Probably had time to take that herself, but chose to toss it to second baseman Macy Reynolds, who was covering.
Really quick decision.
Really
quick
decision. Made that a tough play. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So, I mean, if she had taken it herself, you know, there's maybe the bang-bang kind of action there. But
yeah. So that brings up now right fielder Sarah Scobie, the number 9 hitter for the Buffaloes. She started that two-out rally in the third inning. They played it the Buffaloes' only run. Scobie scored that run with two outs on an RBI single by Sophia Johnson.
First pitch is a foul ball off the third baseline. Balls pop straight up.
Jules Gilbert underneath that shortstop makes the play at short for the second out for the Buffaloes. That brings off leadoff hitter for the Buffaloes. That's senior Lillian Ablett. Ablett today is 2 for 2. Two singles, first pitch offering on both, so I expect her to swing on this one.
And she did.
Swing and a miss, first strike one. Joey, the Buffaloes,
low.
The Buffaloes have been just about every at-bat swinging at the first pitch.
Green light, just go for
green
it.
Green light and go. Very aggressive team. I kind of like it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Another one sawed off to the right hand or left hand side, I should say.
Yeah, so Albert finds herself in a hole, 0-2.
Well, you got to appreciate just going for it, you know what I mean? And especially in a game like this when the innings can be quick and it's just something that you got to really go for. Bat's got to be alive, and, you know, 1-1 game right now, 0-0 game essentially.
Yeah, and you know these two teams have faced each other twice, so they know that both pitchers are going to be around the zone.
Ooh, right back up to us.
So on the 0-2 pitch, Ablett fouls that one off.
And something I'm noticing, Chris, she's actually choked up pretty far on the bat right there. She's got a good about 3 inches or so on the bottom end of the bat.
Yeah, I think she's just trying to protect. Ablett batting from the right side. DeWald toes the slab, and here's the 0-2 pitch. And that's popped towards second base, and
nice
Macy Reynolds is under that for the final out of the fifth inning.
So good little pop line kind of a thing right there, right to the second baseman.
Absolutely, and Reynolds was positioned perfectly. And in this fast-paced game, we are already into the bottom of the fifth in a 1-1 game. Just to kind of run down some totals, Joey, Amador has one run on 4 hits and 1 error, and Argonaut has one run on 3 hits and no errors. The one bobbled play was recovered by the left fielder, so we couldn't hardly give an error on that.
Right.
Even though it was a fly ball that should have been caught.
Senior night tonight, Chris.
Senior night tonight, yeah. There was 6 girls from Amador recognized, 3 girls from Argonaut recognized tonight. So
last night in the green and gold, last night in the blue and white.
Yeah, at least playing each other. They got one more week of softball.
Oh, really?
Yep, they got one more week. I know baseball's over.
Baseball's
tonight.
Done, yep. yes. Again, the Argonaut varsity won 5-4 against the Buffaloes. The Argonaut JV won 7-3 against the Amador Buffaloes.
All right, so stepping into the plate is Jordan Zanetta, the number 9 hitter, right fielder. She squares to bunt, strike one.
And that's got to be so quick. I mean, knowing a bunting on you know, the baseball field, you know, you got so much distance, you can kind of track the ball, but it's such a quick pitch right here, that 43 feet straight to the batter.
Yeah, and you, second pitch, again, square to bunt. You'll notice Emmy Bloom, third baseman for Amador, is on top of the plate, charging hard. Zanetta takes ball one on that second pitch. So we got a 1-1 count. Zanetta squares again. She lays a pop fly bunt. And Fulmer comes out of her catching position to easily snag that pop-up.
Now it just pops straight back up to the catcher. And so, of course, you know, when you're bunting the ball, you want to try to hit the bottom part of the bat, make sure that it gets straight down onto the ground, not right back to the pitcher. You usually want to get back down one of the lines, but that right there is almost worst-case scenario.
Yeah. Yes, that is. And that brings up leadoff hitter Chloe Giannini, who's 2-for-2 tonight. The pitch from McParland, nice fly ball out to left field. Oh, slicing away from the left fielder, but caught out there in mid to deep left field. That was Lillian Ablett with the catch.
Fine
play out there.
Good play.
Tougher than it looked, Joey.
No, definitely.
Coming off the bat of a left-handed batter, that ball was slicing away from her. And that brings up the number two hitter. That's Jules Gilbert, who grounds to short on the first pitch. Fielded cleanly by shortstop Sophia Johnson for the final out of the inning as she tosses that over to first baseman Bella Regan.
And that was only a five-pitch inning there, Chris.
A quick inning, another quick inning. The Mustangs 3-up, 3-down. Score remains after 5, headed to the top of the 6. 1-1 here at Imey Field.
And again, so just to re-comment on that quick inning, it was only, like I said, folks, a five-pitch inning. The first pitch was a strike, the second pitch was a ball, and then the bunt that was popped straight up to the catcher, then another hit right over to, I believe that was the shortstop, right?
Yeah, that was ground ball to short.
Fly ball to left, and then out, right. So only 5 pitches on that at-bat, 3 pitches in a row that generated strikes for the Buffaloes there.
Yeah, both these teams are very, very anxious on that first pitch. I'm still wondering if that's a game plan or if that's just how they've been all year long. I haven't watched many softball games this year.
I haven't had the opportunity to either.
Yeah, obviously, as you do coach the JV baseball at Argonaut High School. And we did get the baseball scores in the earlier game here at Imey Field. The Argonaut JV Mustangs defeated the Amador JV Buffaloes 22-0.
Wow.
In a mercy rule. So,
wow.
So here we are in the top of the sixth inning. Sophomore Sophia Johnson leads off. She had an RBI single last time, is 1-for-2. She bats number 2 for the Buffaloes.
Outside corner.
Takes strike one on that first pitch from DeWald. Johnson swings the bat from the left side. DeWald toes the rubber, and she peers in, and the pitch is a bit outside.
Another outside offering there, just off the glove of catcher Katie Rice.
You know, a lot of times pitchers, they see so few left-handed batters that they won't come inside to lefties. So we'll see if DeWald makes an adjustment here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're 1-1 here, and I say it, and look what she does.
Right, back inside.
She throws it right in on the fist, a swing and a miss.
Well, and of course, then lefty batters can't really see too many inside pitches.
Absolutely. Okay, so DeWald looks in, gets a sign from Rice, and the pitch to Johnson. Oh, that's a hard line drive to the second baseman, Macy Reynolds. Macy just robbed Johnson of possible extra bases there.
Great catch by Reynolds there.
That may have been the hardest hit ball I've seen tonight. So
great catch. Just going off to her right-hand side. The glove's on her left hand, so she's got to reach back across her body. Great grab right out of the air for that.
Very nice. Yeah, brings up freshman Michaela Fulmer, the catcher for the Buffaloes.
Inside pitch.
Fulmer on the year. She has 5 home runs. A very powerful hitter. Last time she popped up to the catcher, she's 0-for-2 tonight. DeWald looks in, gets the sign from Rice. Pitch on the inside half, Fulmer fouls that back off to the right.
That was headed right for a car window, Chris.
So the count evens up at 1-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Score tied 1-1. So Mustangs deep in the outfield as DeWald toes the rubber, looks in, and here's the pitch. Oh, nice little pop fly going out towards left center field.
Oh, another
and
catch.
Running over the shoulder catch by the shortstop, Jules Gilbert, to secure the second out of the inning.
Was that Willie Mays?
Yeah, it was.
That was a great Willie Mays catch right there. Just over the top of her, she had to kind of turn her body all the way back around, watch that thing in just like a receiver right into the breadbasket. Great out.
Yeah, for a minute there, I thought that thing was headed to the outfield. So, okay, so two down. Jessica McPartland up. The pitcher pops up on the first pitch to the catcher off the fist for the third out of the inning.
And she did not look happy on that one. She looked right back at us almost and just kind of gave the
You know, I don't disagree with being aggressive on the first pitch, but you really have to swing at your pitch. That pitch was a very nice pitch. DeWald hit her spot. She wanted to go up and in on the hands. And it probably was a pitch, if McPartland had to do it over again, she probably would have took that pitch and looked for a, you know, maybe a better pitch on, you know, on the 0-1 pitch or possibly even on the 1-1 pitch.
Right. Well, I mean, she scooped right underneath it, and that ball literally popped as vertical as it could right up into the catcher Katie Rice's gloves. So,
yeah, it
was tough pitch, tough hit right there.
Yeah, not a tough play for Rice, though. So it was kind of a hand.
Yeah.
Handy.
Right up to
gave it right to her, so. All right, so we will be headed to the bottom of the sixth inning as McPartland takes her warm-up pitches and Fulmer throws the ball down to second base.
Her ball really has a lot of movement, Chris. It really has a lot of movement. When you said that screw ball she's throwing, got a lot of movement on it. That's a really, it's very interesting to see that kind of pitch thrown.
Yeah, so coming up for the Mustangs is their number three hitter, sophomore Bailey Baker, the left fielder. On deck is third baseman Katie Strife. So McPartland steps up to the rubber here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch to Baker.
Low. Just a bit outside. I've been waiting to say that. I've been waiting to say that on radio.
McPartland looks in and to Baker, and ball is up and away for ball two. You know, I think she's going to try to really just – hit the strike zone here. She does not want to walk the leadoff hitter. So 2-0 to Baker. And she does just that, throwing a hard inside fastball, catches the corner for a called strike.
Baker did not like that call.
I think it was a strike. Hit that corner. So McPartland on her 2-1 looks in and the pitch.
Ooh, just behind
a
it.
A swing and a miss by Baker on that high fastball. She had a little extra pop on that one, Joey.
Yeah.
So 2-2 pitch, Baker looking to make contact here. McPartland looks in.
And ooh,
nice
shot.
Line drive out to right center field, and it gets by center fielder Tozy. Baker's going to round first, heads to second base, and she will cruise in with a stand-up double to right center field to lead off the Mustangs' bottom of the sixth inning.
And a very hard hit ball on that one, Chris. Yeah. Just out, like you said, to that right center field. Deep into the back there too, just underneath Tozy, it hit the fence. So
had some solid contact. That brings up sophomore Katie Strife with Baker on second base. And first pitch swinging, Katie Strife fouls that back.
Just a little bit low pitch right there.
Strife today is 0-2. She grounded out to the pitcher and she popped out to the second baseman. She's looking to make sure she moves Baker over to third base. That's the main thing here. So making contact here.
Dead ball called on that one, fouled off. Hit right the plate and then hit her back.
Yeah, making contact here and putting the ball in play on the ground, especially to the right side, is what Katie wants to do. McPartland looks in, the 0-2 pitch, and McPartland got what she was looking for. She got the high rise ball for the swing and the miss. For the first out of the inning.
And Strife is not
And that
about
is
that
McPartland's 500th career strikeout. Jessica McCarty calls timeout for a pitching conference, goes out, congratulates her pitcher, takes the game ball, and that's one for her trophy case.
There you go, 500, wow.
Jessica
that's
McPartland.
Awesome.
You know what, I'm going to have to go and look up in my Argonaut High School career records. Her mother, Cabrina Anderson at the time, now Cabrina McPartland, pitched 3 years for me, and boy, was she a strikeout pitcher. She may have came close to 500 herself. So that would be something. That might be something for the paper if that's true. So, okay, up to the plate is Macy Reynolds as we resume play. Baker's still at second base. She takes low and in for ball one.
Nice shiny ball on this one. Yeah. Nice new shiny ball.
McPartland toes the slab and pitch down in the dirt. Good block by Fulmer. Is able to hold Baker at second base.
You know, I think she slipped on that one just a little bit. You can kind of see her foot kind of go off to the side there. I know you say that sometimes they try to kick that left leg out, but it looks like she actually fell down off the mound there.
She possibly could have. 2-0 to Reynolds, and the pitch from McPartland right down the middle. Swing and the miss. Strike one.
Like another breaking ball on that one, too. Just kind of that round spin going straight down.
Yeah, every pitch these pitchers throw will have some spin to it to give it some kind of movement. So Reynolds in at the plate, takes ball three, low and in. McPartland falls behind 3-1. Reynolds tonight has scored the only Mustang run. She got on an error and then eventually scored in the second inning. Pitch to Reynolds, ground ball towards short. Baker is going to try to make the move as they got the out at first base. And the throw to try to get Baker at third goes past the third baseman. A throwing error by the first baseman. Baker is able to score the go-ahead run here with two outs in the sixth inning.
And that's costly. I mean, in a close game like this, that's really costly.
So let's recap. A ground ball to short. Shortstop Sophia Johnson makes a play as she throws the ball to Regan at first. Baker advances to third. Reagan comes up throwing to third base. Baker was already there, probably a throw she shouldn't have made, and throws it past the third baseman, allowing Baker to score the go-ahead run. And up next is Haley Grant, high and deep to left. That ball is gone. A home run by Haley DeWald. Mustangs will go ahead 3-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Good shot by the pitcher there, huh? Pitchers
that
who
is. It is, yes. That is Haley DeWald's first home run of the season. I know she had at least one last year. That is actually the Mustangs' first home run this year.
Wow. Okay.
And it gives the Mustangs an insurance run here, up 3-1 here in the sixth inning.
And that was solid contact, too. I mean, right off the bat, you could see it, you could hear it. Everything about that hit said home run.
Yeah. You knew this game would come down to a couple crucial plays, and that certainly helps. So, helps the Mustangs. So, McPartland trying to rebound from that. We have
inside.
Katie Rice up to the plate.
Low and inside pitch to Rice.
She takes ball one. McPartland looks in, and the pitch to Rice. Pop
right
up.
Off.
Fulmer's there. She'll catch that ball easily. And that retires the side for the Mustangs. But the Mustangs were able to score two runs in that inning on two hits. They left no one. And we are going to the top half of the seventh inning, the last inning, unless this goes extras. And the Mustangs lead the Buffaloes 3-1.
And another thing to recap on that one there, Chris, 500 strikeouts.
500
strikeouts by McPartland there. So great achievement there for the Amador Buffaloes, especially for their pitcher right there.
Quite an accomplishment. I mean, and you got to look back. She really did not have a freshman season.
Right.
Her freshman season was taken away, and her sophomore season, it was only league play. So she only had 15 games her sophomore season. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at this season.
That's quick work.
Yeah, you're looking at this season. This is only her 15th game this season. So you're looking at really one full season and then 30 other games. And she's up to 500 strikeouts.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm guessing she probably pitched that sophomore or that junior year last year, she probably pitched 25 games, maybe 30.
Right.
So you're looking at, you know, almost 10 strikeouts a game, and that's pitching every game.
Oh, yeah, and that's huge, too.
So. Yeah. So we're going to the top of the seventh inning here. The Buffaloes will have middle of their order, their 5-6-7 hitters up. It will be Tegan Pent, Abigail Middlecoff, Tegan Pent, Emily Bloom, and Abigail Middlecoff coming up. Pent, so far today, has flied out to center, and she struck out in her last at-bat. Really looking to get on base as right. The Buffaloes need two runs at least to continue this game. Her first pitch swinging. Good hard ground ball down the third baseline. Strife recovers, and Pent is on with an infield single. Pent, first pitch hitting, hits the ball very hard down the third baseline. Strife, very fortunate to get a glove on it.
Right.
Ball rolls away about 8 feet. Strife recovers, throws a strike to first base, but Pent just beats it by a half step for an infield single.
And this is the kind of momentum that they need. They just need somebody right on base for them.
That brings up Emmy Bloom, who lays down a bunt on the first pitch. Fouls that one off. Bloom.
Just inside. You want that to be just inside on that line.
Bloom today has struck out. She popped out to short. The ball that was dropped by the Argonaut shortstop, but picked up by the left fielder and threw a girl out at third.
Oh, no. One more foul ball.
Another square round to bunt. And Bloom fouls that off. Well, good job throwing inside on the hands. Both mm-hmm. those were fouled off to the left side down the third baseline.
Has to swing now, correct?
I would think so.
Has
I would think
now.
You'd have to swing.
Don't want to take that fouled off third pitch bunt for a strikeout.
DeWald looks in, and the pitch is a line drive back to DeWald. She throws over to first, and Pent is off the bag. A double play. That was a real heads-up play by Haley DeWald.
And again, another tough decision on that one, too. It's a line drive. Do I go? Do I sit? Well, where do I go?
Well, you're getting a jump off the bag as the ball is thrown, and Pent was just hung out to dry. So with two outs, Abigail Middlecoff is up. Number four. This looks like Bella Reagan. Bella came in. I think Middlecoff had one at-bat. Reagan came in on the last one. This is Bella Reagan, the first baseman. She took ball one.
Popped straight back.
So that foul ball makes the count 1-1. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. The Buffaloes down to their final out.
And this is an important at-bat, Chris.
This is. You do want to keep this inning rolling. Get on base any way you can. DeWald's pitch is
foul
a little rise
time.
Down the middle. Fouled off.
Two strikes, Chris.
Yeah, Buffalo's down to their final strike. We'll see how Regan does here. She's really fought off the two very difficult pitches. Mustangs playing at regular depth. DeWald looks in. Rice gives the sign and the pitch. Is right in on the fist, a little number back to the pitcher. DeWald catches it, throws to first for the final out of the inning. And that is your ball game.
What a game. Those eight innings, huh?
What a very quick ball game. Late inning heroics on the side of the Argonaut Mustangs.
3-1 final score.
Argonaut,
in seventh inning.
Argonaut 3, Amador 1. Just very quick working game by both Jessica McPartland, the Amador pitcher, and Haley DeWald, sophomore for Argonaut. You know what? When you are the home team, Joey, that bottom of the sixth inning in close games, I always thought was a huge advantage. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a coach, I would tell my players, especially as, you know, in a tie game, just get a run and get three outs. That's all we want here in the bottom of the sixth. And the Mustangs did one better than that. They got two runs, and then they got the three outs.
Right, right. And that's just a tough game there, too. You know, especially nothing you can do about a home run, right? Nothing you can do about a home run ball right there. But congratulations again to McPartland. 500 strikeouts on the career for the Amador Buffaloes.
Yeah, as well as congratulations to, you know, the seniors that are playing in their last big game. I'd like to say those names again. For Argonaut, the three seniors playing in their last big game are Chloe Giannini, And her dad is the head coach, Johnny Giannini. Katie Rice, the senior catcher. And then Macy Reynolds, the senior second baseman. All three of those girls had a big part in this win for the Mustangs. For the Amador Buffaloes, they're six seniors playing in their final big game. Senior Lillian Ablett, senior Jessica McPartland, senior Emmy Bloom, Abigail Middlecoff, Sarah Tozzi, and Sierra Scobie. So Amador is graduating six seniors off of their roster. Gotcha. So it may be a next year. Well,
pretty young roster.
Going to be a kind of maybe not a rebuilding, but just kind of replacing with who's next in line.
Right, right.
But again, congratulations to the Argonaut Mustangs. They will move to 5-8 in the Mother Lode League, keeping their slim playoff hopes alive. They, for Argonaut to make the playoffs, they are going to have to beat both Bret Hart and Calaveras, and hope that either Sonora or Somerville, the loser of that game, loses their last two contests. Other than that, the MLL softball playoffs will be set. As for Amador, next week they play both Sonora and Somerville to try to close out their season on a winning note. They fall to 4-9. And, boy, it was another close game.
Another great game.
I mean, in these three contests, these two teams have played low-scoring, close ball games. Right. So,
well, great, Chris. Well, for KVGC Sports, Chris Lucky, sir.
And Joey Geedy. It's been really fun.
Very great time. Again, so the Argonaut Mustangs win 3-1 in the seventh inning. The Argonaut Mustangs took all of the games.
Actually. No, they won
took all the games today. Argonaut varsity and junior varsity baseball, and as well as junior varsity and varsity softball today. So Mustangs day today.
Yes, it was. So.
All righty. That'll do it for us.